We have an unholy alliance in today's gospel between two groups who would have been ordinarily enemies, but they unite against Christ. You have the Pharisees, who are very devout Jews, and the Herodians, who supported King Herod, who was put in power by the Romans. So they were loyal to the Romans. So you had these two groups of enemies come together, and they set what they think is the perfect trap for our Lord. You know, on one hand, the Pharisees and the faithful Jews would have rejected the temple tax because they viewed themselves as free and children of God, and that they have, and that no one and no Roman authority has the right to inflict this tax upon them. And so from their standpoint, they rejected the tax. The Herodians, since they were loyal to Rome, they supported the tax, and to reject the tax would have been rebellion against Caesar. And so they could bring charges against Christ if he went in that direction. So no matter how he answered this question, it was a lose-lose situation in Christ. And you have to imagine that this would have amazed even his enemies as Christ undermines their entire plan and says, repay to Caesar what belongs to Caesar and give to God what belongs to God. Now, Jesus does not allow himself to be manipulated as a tool for the political situation. You know, he didn't allow himself to be reduced to that because he was bringing a message of salvation which transcended all of that. And so the way that he gets out of this trap is he transcends the entire argument. And he basically highlights two different points. One, render to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. He emphasizes obedience to legitimate authority. And governments do have legitimate authority. They have the authority to levy taxes. They have the authority to provide for the defense of a nation or to regulate commerce and produce currency, to establish treaties and other laws that are necessary for the common good. And because they have legitimate authority, as they exercise that authority should be respected. And so as followers of Christ, we have a moral obligation to be obedient to legitimate secular authority. But Christ goes on to say, give to God what belongs to God. You know, ultimately, everything in the world, everyone and everything belongs to God. And so our worship, our love, our adoration, and our obedience belongs to God. And government, they have authority that's given to them to use wisely in accord with God's laws. But ultimately, every politician and every government leader is going to stand before Jesus Christ one day and have to answer for how they've exercised their authority and the actions that they've done. There's a push in our nation to contain religion within the walls of churches. And to say that people can profess whatever they want and they can believe whatever they want within churches. But within society as a whole, they have to do whatever the government says. People want to establish a secular state which doesn't acknowledge the authority of God. You know, properly ordered society recognizes that God has supreme authority and that government leaders are stewards and have been given authority by God. But there's people who buy into the idea of a secular state where the government has absolute and supreme authority to do whatever they want, and people have to obey the government no matter what. And so people want to eliminate conscience protection of individuals and to force people to do the government's will, whatever that will is. And there's special interest groups who have been manipulating our political system in order to achieve this agenda. And in part, they're using the court system to do that. For example, with the redefinition of marriage, they want to use the court system to try and force individuals to accept or to participate in religious ceremonies that violate God's laws and violate their conscience. And so they want to force people to do that and use the government as a tool. You know, we see it with government policies that have attempted to redefine gender in our schools. And they want to force school administrators and teachers, and they want to corrupt the minds of our children and corrupt their innocence by forcing this agenda upon the schools. And we've seen it with the HHS mandate, where the government has attempted to force businesses and other groups who provide insurance coverage to include contraception and abortion within that coverage. and basically force individuals to pay for abortion and contraception if they feel that it's morally wrong and in opposition to God's laws. And so a lot of these things have been eased under the current administration, but the threat is still there. And there's a lot of people within our society that are still pushing this agenda, and it's still making headway. But in all of these examples, the government is stepping beyond their legitimate authority. They're stepping into territory where they have no authority to do anything. And any policies or laws that they enact are unjust laws because they do not have the authority to enact them. And so as Christians, we're called to be obedient to legitimate authority. But when unjust laws are put forward, we have no obligation whatsoever to obey those. And in some cases, we may even have an obligation to disobey unjust laws. You know, the question is, do we live in a society where the government has absolute power, tyranny? Or do we live in a society where there is limited government and where we acknowledge that individuals have inalienable God-given rights, including life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness? Pursuit of happiness meaning, first and foremost, the ability to live out our faith and to flourish as individuals by following God's laws. In cases where the government usurps authority of God, we give to God what belongs to God. I think it's also appropriate to look at this gospel in terms of ourselves. You know, the church fathers, when they listened or when they analyzed today's gospel, they talked about how the Roman coins bore the image of Caesar. Whose image do we bear? They were quick to point out that we were created in the image of God. And so we as individuals bear God's image. And so when we render what belongs to God, we have to recognize that since we were created by God and He created us in His image, we bear His image, that we do not belong to ourselves. We belong to God. And our children are not our possessions. They belong to God and they've been entrusted to us. And our families are not ours. They belong to God and they've been entrusted to us. And so we have been given freedom in order to act in accord with God's laws. And the way that we give ourselves in sacrifice to our families to provide for them, we act rightly in accord with our freedom. The ways in which we're generous with the resources we've been given, and the ways that we choose to volunteer, you know, we're exercising our freedom in a correct way. But other times, we abuse the freedom that God has given to us. And a couple examples. The Lord's Day is not ours. It belongs to the Lord, and it's proper for us to give worship and adoration to God. And unless there's a serious sickness or the impossibility, we have a moral obligation to come to church and give our worship and adoration to God. But so often, people take the Lord's Day for themselves. They'll say, well, I want to sleep in, or I want to go to sports games, or I have other things to do. I don't have time to go to church. We don't have the right to do that. Because the Lord's Day does not belong to us. It belongs to the Lord. The way in which we use our money, tithing generously, the fruits of our labor do not belong to us. They belong first and foremost to God. You know, following the laws of chastity and the laws of marriage, you know, these are things that belong to God. And to ignore the moral law and to ignore God's laws usurps and takes what belongs to God for ourselves. And so as we reflect upon today's gospel, I think a good question for us is whether or not we are living with the right attitude. When it comes to our nation and when it comes to our individual lives, are we rendering to Caesar what belongs to Caesar? And are we rendering to God what belongs to God? Or are we taking things for ourselves that we have no right to take?